A power press for the Review Office. For 5 years, the Review and Herald had been printed on a press owned and operated by Sabbath-keeping Adventists. The printing of each sheet was virtually a custom job. The type was inked, a sheet of paper laid on it, and then the lever pulled, making the impression. The same was true of all other publications put out between 1852 and 1857, wrote James White in March. With our hand press, it takes 3 days of each week to print the Review and Herald. Should the circulation of the Review and Herald be doubled, which we may hope it soon will be, there would be no room for the instructor, and a large amount of work would be shut out. Ibid, March 19, 1857. There was another pressing need clearly seen by anyone who attended a church service in Battle Creek. The congregation was still meeting in the diminutive House of Prayer, a building 18 by 24 feet, constructed in 1855. Coming to grips with the two urgent needs, the Battle Creek Church chose a committee to call a general conference to open on Friday, April 10, and to continue 3 or 4 days. Because of the limited meeting space, a very cautious invitation was extended, and that principally to the preachers in the state, corresponding editors of the Review, and to the churches who could send a delegate or two. The conference opened at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, and appropriate services were held Sabbath. But it would be hopeless to care for the crowds if there was preaching on Sunday, so the brethren turned to business. Joseph Bates was chosen to preside. First attention was given to the matter of a power press. Two resolutions were passed. First, that such a press be obtained for the Review Office, and second, that all business pertaining to the purchasing of the press, etc., be confided to the hands of the Publishing Committee, Ibid, April 16, 1857. It was thought that such a press could be secured for something less than $2,500. As to the meeting house, the record gives a little background. The subject of a meeting house in Battle Creek, sufficiently large to accommodate such conferences as it will probably be necessary to convene from time to time at this place, was next considered. The necessity for this was very sensibly felt by most of those present. It was therefore resolved that a house that will conveniently seat about 300 or 400 people is much needed in this place and should be erected as soon as possible. Ibid.